Folks, I realize that Mothering Sunday is a wonderful celebration, but it can also be an emotional time for all kinds of reasons. So let's ask God to help us as we seek to understand what Mothering Sunday helps us to understand about God's love for us and about our place in His love and His care. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to, as we understand and read your word today, to apply it to our lives, Lord, to learn the lessons that your word would have us take home today. In Jesus' name, amen. I was tempted to study what this passage from 1 Samuel tells us on a national level about Israel at the time of the judges, the transition from the judges to the days of the kings. But you probably don't want to hear that, important as it is. I was going to look at it on a purely theological level, and it has so much to teach us about who is in charge of the world, and teaches us about aspects of God's character, that He is the covenant-making, promise-keeping God. And we will look at both of those aspects in the passage this morning. But it's probably easiest, because this is the way we operate, it's probably easiest to take it on a very human level, and to get down to the level of some individual people, because God's story in the Old Testament often comes to us that way. Here's a story about people. And in the story, Hannah, I know we've mentioned Samuel a number of times today, but it's really Hannah that we're going to focus on. Hannah is not a side character. Her role is absolutely central to the progression of God's story in Israel. Hannah found herself in a very tough situation at the beginning of 1 Samuel. She finds herself as one of Elkanah's two wives. Now, that makes for a bit of a soap opera, the beginning. One of the commentaries says, this is a recipe for husband and strife. Husband and strife. But the challenges she faces drive her to God. And that is the place, the person to go to. With two women in the marriage, it's not surprising she knows about prayer. So she's able to pray to God. Now, often we see God against a backdrop, God working against a backdrop of challenge and conflict, and there was conflict between these people. And God, as you know, because I'm sure you've heard the story before, steps in miraculously. God is going to provide a new leader for His people. But we also get some principles. It's not really a manual on parenting by any means, but we get some principles here that can help guide us in our relationships, and especially maybe in that area of parenting. And the one key word, I think, that sums it up in terms of what it might say to us today is the importance of giving. If you see that on the screen, the importance of giving. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we've heard part of it this morning, we read that Hannah longed to have a child, and that God knew her, and God cared about her, and God answered her prayer the way that she wanted. And there's a whole question about doing a deal with God. That's really what Hannah does. Hannah says to God, if you do this, then I will do this. And that's a big question in prayer, but we've probably all at some stage in our lives done something like that. Kind of done a bit of bargaining with God, and rightly or wrongly, that's what Hannah does. Hannah says, if you give me this child, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. No razor will ever be used on his head. She makes this amazing commitment. I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. And God answers Hannah's prayer. Samuel in Hebrew means, because I asked the Lord for him, or the fact that she had been heard by God, and she gave the boy that name. Melanie asked earlier on, if mothers had been treated well already today, could you raise your hand if you received a gift? Mothers in the congregation? Yes, I'm seeing hands up. Not as many hands upstairs. Okay, we'll do some market research later on. But I wonder, I want to use that image of gift giving to make a few points this morning that might help us understand what was going on in 1 Samuel. So I need the help of three children. I know many have been up already. I'm broadly going to go from one from this area, one from this area, and one from upstairs. So could you raise your hand if you're willing to help me, especially, and in fact only, if your mom is in church this morning? Good. Mr. Hine, come on up and bring your mom. Excellent. Love it. Good. And now that we've done this, You can guess what's happening. So let's, can we have a girl from this area? Look, eye contact would be good at this point. Who are we going to go for? Nicola, well done. Come on up and bring as many children as you like. Excellent. And take a place over at this table, Lisa over here. And upstairs, I've decided upon the Liggett family. Well done. Come on down. Tanya and boys, come on down. And Nicola, if you'd like to take central position. Okay. And I, have you ever done any rapping? Not in the style of yo, 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 that kind of rapping. Okay, we're waiting for the Liggetts to come down. Let me give you some things to rap, okay? You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it. We have a space hopper. I'll put it over here. Tanya can do that one, okay? Guys, would you like to take your place over here? Okay. How about a brush? Okay. And... no, more help. The Hine family, your safety in numbers. Good. Good. How about a chair? Now, do you fancy that? One of the things about parenting is it's the amazing ability of parents to cope, isn't it? Isn't it brilliant? Whatever comes has to be dealt with in parenting. So we're going to give you just about a minute or so. That's tight, I know, time-wise. You've got safety scissors. Please be careful when using the scissors. I suggest only the adults try that. It's partisan is fine if you'd like to support your representative. If you would like to support the middle team, the wheelie team, and over here upstairs, the Liggetts, could you cheer for your relevant people now? Okay, good stuff. Let's give them on the timer 1 minute to wrap their objects. I'm not expecting it to be perfect. This is something like the generation game. So let's see what we can do. Okay, on the marks, go. Cheering on your team, please. This, don't worry about the wrapping paper. It was £2.50 for three rolls, if anyone. So keep going. 20 seconds up. 20 seconds. Look at the teamwork that's going on. 30 seconds. You have another 30 seconds to go. Better get my... 20 seconds to go. Keep going. Lots of support for this team. What about over here? 10 seconds. 10 seconds to go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Could you hold up? Don't worry. Can you hold up your items? It's very good. It's very good. Guys, congratulations. Thank them again. I will be making some points about these things. Have a bar of chocolate. I know it's Lent, but Lent, Sundays don't count, so okay? So there you go. Okay. Folks, thank you so much. Slip on down there. Well done. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to open one of the presents. It's so delightfully wrapped. And so easily opened as well, which is a bonus. But that little chair represents something quite important in our story. Thank you to those who helped. There are a few lessons in what we have already seen this morning. First thing is that God gives the gift of children. They are His gift. They're all different, but like these objects, they're all hard to handle. No, that's not the right point. They are all a heritage from the Lord, it says. Children are a heritage from the Lord. They're given by God. And they come with significant responsibility. They don't come with any instructions, but the Bible has plenty of instructions to give us. Parenthood, in a way, shows God's trust in us. And it's not a trust that we should take lightly. It's one in which many of us feel very inadequate a lot of the time. It is a sacred calling, and it comes with a challenge. And hence, I want to say that parenthood is about stewardship. How do we manage what we've been given? How do we care for and nurture what we've been given by God. And it's not just the responsibility of parents. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. It happens in the sense of community, and especially in the Christian church, that should be a real part of what we're doing here. To that end, I want to say, don't just bring your children to church, but bring them to Christ. Bring your children to Christ. Whenever Hannah was given the gift of Samuel, she chose to give him to the Lord. It says in verse 22, "Now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he shall be given over to the Lord." And we as a church family provide the context in which something of that can happen. Parenthood is a gift, but it is also about giving. And Hannah's model of parenthood really is about sacrifice. And the little chair symbolizes the fact that at a very young age, we don't know exactly when, about 3 or 4 years old, she took her son Samuel up to the temple, the tabernacle at Shiloh, and she gave him over to the service of the Lord. It's a very powerful thing. Just a little boy. Now she was able to have contact with him, and she did have other children in her family. But she dedicated him to God. We sometimes have parents here who request a dedication whenever they've had a baby. There's one coming up in just a few weeks' time. Now, they don't expect their children to go and live elsewhere. It's not that kind of thing. But that symbolically is something we all do in our lives. I hope prayerfully and meaningfully praying for our children and giving them to God. Chapter 2 tells us that Samuel grew up. He didn't stay a little boy sitting on a chair like that. He grew up to be a real leader and a real person to be reckoned with in Israel. The boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men. Chapter 2. Now, an interesting question would be to take a study and say, well, Samuel had good parents who did care about him and dedicated him to God. Did that make Samuel a good parent? Well, we don't know. But we do know that his sons weren't good children. The Bible's quite clear about his two boys, Joel and Abijah, and how they did not really follow the direction that their father had set. And similarly, Eli, who was Samuel's mentor and guide, his own two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, came with tragic results as well. But the story of Hannah on this Mothering Sunday is a story of loving devotion, a story of her faithfulness to God, and a story that contrasts with other people in the Bible. But let's see what maybe would be the application of this passage for us this morning. It's a call to prayerfulness in our lives. It's a call to, no matter what God has entrusted to us, to steward it wisely for him. What kind of legacy do we want to leave for our children? What kind of direction do we want to set them in lives? One of the best things for any parent and anybody in leadership, anybody in a church role who influences the lives of young people, that could be youth leadership or kids' church or whatever, is that they are dedicated to the children and that those children are dedicated to God by them. Today is a day for thanking God for mothers especially, but not exclusively mothers, but anyone who has proved to be an influence on our lives for good. And in the next chapter, chapter 2, Hannah gives thanks. And she's famous for this song that she sings to God. And here are a few verses of it just to close. "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. There is not one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you." Hannah is focused on God in her life and in her parenthood. And that makes for setting a person on the right direction in life. Let's bow our heads and pray together. I know we've had the fun of the team coming up at the front here. But let's pray that God would help us to take on board the responsibility of parenthood and leading others around us, and the privilege it is, but also seeking to be thankful in all things today. So Heavenly Father, thank you for those who have been a guide and influence in our lives, who have helped us and come alongside us. Thank you for this idea of dedication, of sacrificial giving, of all that you've entrusted to our care back to you and for your glory. Give us thankful hearts today. We know the emotions of this day. We pray that you would help us, like Hannah, to focus upon you, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.